From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Thursday declared there is no justification for Russia's retaliatory expulsion of American diplomats. Later Thursday, the White House issued a statement saying the action by Russia marks a further deterioration of the relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced the expulsion of 60 U.S. diplomats in response to Washington ordering the departure of the same number of Russian diplomats. Russia is also closing the U.S. consulate in the city of St. Petersburg, ordering it to cease operations in 2 days. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing of education for girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
She said in a brief speech at a ceremony at the office of Prime Minister Shahid Kakan Abbasi that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls, and she asked Pakistanis to support better health care and education. Pakistan announced Thursday it has successfully conducted another test firing of a nuclear-capable submarine-launched cruise missile, which has a range of 450 kilometers. In a statement from the Pakistani military, the rocket, it said, is capable of delivering various types of payloads and provides Pakistan a credible second-strike capability. Kenyan opposition politician Miguna Miguna says authorities drugged and forcibly deported him to Dubai. He'd been detained in a bathroom at Nairobi's international airport since Monday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis.